failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too.
And thank you for tuning in to Atlanta Life Radio and the live broadcast of There Is Life After Layoff. The opinions expressed in this radio broadcast are for inspirational and or information purposes only. Now, as we say each and every week, grab your journal and a pen or a piece of paper or your mobile device so that you can take notes as tonight's conversation speaks to you. And now, join me in a virtual applause as I welcome our show host to the air, Allie.
Thank you, Mel D, and hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me on this beautiful, beautiful St. Patrick's Day for another episode of There Is Life After Layoff Radio. I'm Allie, your host, and it is always a pleasure to be your guide as I take this journey of rediscovery and empowerment after being laid off. And it has truly been a time of truth and transparency, but most of all, a time of growth in my life. And along with the support of my contributing co-hosts and special guests who helped to guide the conversation, our goal is to encourage you to explore new and uplifting ways to either discover or rediscover and walk in your life's purpose. Now, the goal is that together we will support one another through this journey. And that is why I invite you to join in on the conversation with us every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. through the Atlanta Life Radio website at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And you can also follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And as always, if you wish to contact us directly, you can do so via email at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. And please remember to continue to connect with us and follow us on social media. You will find me on Twitter at AllieWard45, and you can follow Atlanta Life Radio on Twitter at ALR Radio. And I'm also on Instagram at hashtag AllieWard45. And I'm also on Pinterest at AllieWard65. And please remember to also like us on Facebook by searching at There Is Life After Layoff. And you can find Atlanta Life Radio on Facebook at Atlanta Life Radio. So on behalf of myself and the entire There Is Life After Layoff radio team, we say thank you for listening and for joining us as we share with you our insights into issues related to not only the experience of being laid off, but also related to other life-altering events. Now, tonight's show is all about embracing social media. And also, so we also want to create a little bit of buzz of excitement for our upcoming Awakening Your Life Purpose event that we are hosting here on April 24th and 25th at the Atlanta Marriott Perimeter Center. So with that said, I have someone wonderful who is here to help me accomplish this goal, and so I'm excited to have joining me social media influencer and CEO of John Ashton PR, Ms. Kimberly Wright. And so in just a moment, I will welcome her to the show. But first, just a couple of quick announcements. If you happen to miss a particular show, you can catch up on what you've missed through the Atlanta Life Radio website at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And we've made it so easy for you to catch up on what you've missed because we have an automatic player box on the programming page. All you have to do is click on the show you want to listen to, and it will start playing for you automatically. And we are also on iTunes, which is so convenient for those of you who are on the go. All you have to do is search for Atlanta Life Radio under podcast, and there you will find us. And all of our past recorded shows are available now, and after tonight's show, you will be able to upload it within about 30 minutes or less after the show airs. So, again, we say thank you for not only continuing to tune into the live show, we also say thank you for continuing to tune in and catch up on what you've missed through the automatic player box. So thank you for that. And just one more item, I always want to encourage our listeners to call in and join the conversation or ask questions. So if you want to call in and be a part of our conversation tonight or just make any comments about tonight's subject matter, by all means, I encourage you to do that. All you have to do is call 347 334-5246, and make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into the on-air host queue. And we will begin taking those calls right around our 7:30 break. So now we're actually ready to get started. And so tonight my guest is certainly no stranger to the show and has, in fact, been a guest on a previous show. And I was fortunate enough to meet her through my affiliation with NAPW, which is the National Association of Professional Women. And so I would have to say that right from the start, we really clicked. And since meeting her, she has certainly been a mentor and a driving force in my life towards being successful. And so for that, I am really grateful. And so, you know, I'm a firm believer that God brings certain people into our lives for a reason and a season. And so I believe that she is actually one of those people. So it's without further ado that it is my pleasure to welcome back to There Is Life After Layoff Radio, social media influencer and CEO of John Ashton PR, Ms. Kimberly Wright. So thank you for joining me tonight, Ms. Kim.
Hi, how are you? I'm so glad to be on the show this evening. How's everybody doing?
We're doing great. Thank you for joining us. And I hear that you're out and about, huh?
Yeah, I'm out and about covering two different events for St. Patty's Day, and it's always such fun, but I did not want to miss the show so I can tell everybody about Awakening Your Purpose and the importance of social media.
Absolutely, and I thank you for doing that. Thank you so much. So, you know, as I mentioned, that you are certainly not a stranger to the show, but for those of our listeners who may not have tuned in for that, the show that you were on, can you reintroduce yourself to our listeners?
Yes, I am Kimberly Wright with John Ashton PR, which is my own public relations company. We specialize in social media management, publicist services, marketing, branding, and just helping you get the buzz out and about. I'm also president of the National Association of Professional Women for the Atlanta chapter, and I love, love, love everything I do.
Right, yes, and that's how I happened to meet you, so I'm thankful for that affiliation as well.
Oh, and I'm thankful for you too, sweetie. I'm thankful for you too.
And so, you know, for those of us who may not be up on the current social media lingo, I introduced you as a social media influencer. So tell us, what is a social media influencer?
Well, a social media influencer simply is a person who's out and about socially, online and offline, and they're able to bring you all the latest and greatest, whether it be with an event or with current events or just telling you do's and don'ts business-wise.
Okay. So you pretty much are one of those people that kind of connects the public to all of the different events that may be happening
I'm what you would call a lifestyle correspondent influencer, I cover events, social affairs, grand openings, celebrity red carpet events, and basically just anything and everything positive. I don't report on anything negative or anything that will have a downside to it.
Good, because we know there's plenty of that going on, right?
Yes, that's why I chose, because this is a conscious choice to only report on the positive.
Absolutely. So, you know, in recent years, as a social media influencer, someone who has embraced it wholeheartedly and you make a living from it pretty much as part of your business, how important has social media become in mainstream media?
Well, social media used to be something to just pass the time. People used to hang out on there like they do Candy Crush and Facebook. But over time, like from about 2008 to present, it's become a way to get the message out, to share with the masses. It's no longer a conversation with just yourself or just your friends. Prime example of that is when you tweet something or you Facebook it or Instagram, it's out there permanently. So make your voice heard in a positive manner.
Right. And see, and you said something really key right there. And I was sharing that with my daughter just yesterday. I'm like, you know, I told her, I said, be very careful about what you put on Instagram. She doesn't do Twitter yet, but be very careful. I said, because once it's out there, it's there forever.
It's out there. Even when you think you have gone back and deleted it, who's to say somebody didn't snapshot it?
Right.
Or Snapchat it or whatever. And even when you delete it, people can go pull up the link and they'll say it's deleted, but that means it's just somewhere on somebody's server. It's not out there for you to see anymore, but it is somewhere.
Exactly. So people would
have to
before
you hit that send button or tweet button or Instagram button, be sure that's something that you would not mind being out there in 5 minutes or 5 years or five decades.
Right. That's a very good point. And you know what? It's funny because a lot of employers are using social media to look at their potential, you know, employees.
Yes, and some people in some states, they even make it mandatory that you hand over your social media handles, not the passwords, but your handles.
Wow, really?
Your employer before you handle, before you hire, yes.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness.
That's why several people have started doing a personal account and then a public account. But keep in mind, your personal account is never really personal.
This is true. Where there's a will,
yes,
there's a way. There are these people out there that are hackers, and, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. Somebody can get to it.
Well, and a prime example, when the reporter made the comment about the Obama girls,
yeah,
and how they were dressed, said that thing, she didn't mark her account private, but certain hackers kept going in there and making it public.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Okay, that's a great example.
And finally she just took it down altogether, but still her tweets that were out there, they were out there because everybody had screenshotted them.
Wow.
We're in a society where Big Brother's always watching and little sister would tell on you too.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, I got one in my house, but his name is, I'm not going to say his name, but he's 6 years old. So.
right. I get it.
So now, what role does social media play in the success of a company's brand?
It is everything. It's your voice when you're not talking. It talks for you.
Okay.
It talks for you whether in 5 minutes, 5 years, or five decades. This is what you have said. Even when you rebrand yourself, like let's say Life After Layoff decides to get a new logo.
Mm-hmm.
People can still go back and pull up your old logo from 2010, 2011, 2012.
Mm-hmm.
It's your reputation throughout the years. That's why it's important that you protect your presentation and that you protect your brand.
Right. It's representing you and, you know, what you stand for. So you have to kind of make it, like you said, you choose to be positive, so you need to make sure that your brand represents what you want people to know about you and your company, correct?
And you also need to, don't just think about your business brand, because you also have a personal brand, too. So make sure that you're representing your personal brand correctly and your business brand correctly, and keep the two separate.
Okay. So that and a good example of that is like on Facebook, there are people who have business pages and then they have personal pages, and so the two should not
be mixed. And I even tell my clients, my PR clients, if you really want your Facebook page to be personal, then set up a business personal page and then connect your business to it.
Okay.
Don't even connect your personal page to your business page.
Gotcha. Okay, so now for those of us who may not be familiar with the various types of social media, let's talk about some of the popular forms of social media. Of course, everybody knows Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, but what are some other social media formats?
Well, another big one is Pinterest and Google Plus.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I just recently got on Pinterest, and Pinterest is really a lot bigger than I thought it was. A lot of people.
Well, and a lot of times Pinterest drives more traffic than Facebook and Twitter.
I'm finding that out. I really am. A lot of people.
Because it's a beautiful outlet. You can hook your websites up to the pins that you're pinning on Pinterest. And also LinkedIn just recently started allowing you to do that as well.
Wow. Now, I'm not so familiar with Google Plus. What does Google Plus do?
Well, Google Plus, the verdict is still out on it. Everybody thought it was going to be much bigger than what it was. And right now, you're able to add people to your circles and take people away from your circles and make sure that people see your website posts, your blog posts, and your comments by tagging them in that Plus.
Okay. Yeah, I gotta kind of do some research on that because I'm not that familiar with it.
Yeah, it's an interesting platform, but it did not take off like they thought it was.
Okay, gotcha. So as you know, in April we are going to be hosting an event here at the Atlanta Marriott Perimeter Center on April 24th and 25th, and the event is appropriately titled Awakening Your Life Purpose, Live the Life You Desire. And now, the main focus of this 1.5-day event is designed to inspire, uplift, and transform those who want to awaken, define, and begin living a purposeful life. And it is also a great opportunity for people to network with like-minded people and connect with resources that will help you to move forward with achieving the life you desire. So, you know, one way that we're helping to get the word out about the event has been through the use of social media. We've embraced it this year because last year we had an inaugural event, and we didn't do so much social media last year, but this year we're embracing it. So you've kind of come on board, and I'm so thankful, as our social media consultant. So what role will social media play at the upcoming Awakening Your Life Purpose event this year?
Well, you know I love social media. It is everything to me, and it helps get the message out. So this year is going to be really, really large. We're going to use the hashtag. We created a customized hashtag to use while people are live tweeting, live Instagramming, everything that's going on at the conference. That's a great way to get impressions. Because, like, if you tweet something out and I retweet you to all of my people, I have over 10,000 Twitter followers. So that's 10,000 people. Then it goes, if they retweet it, even if just 5 of them retweet it, that goes out to their whole audience, too.
Right.
It's a big way to make your voice heard. And it's really, really great for those who are in attendance for something they may have missed. And it's a really great way to attract people for next year so that they don't miss the conference when they see all the great things happening.
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell everybody that official hashtag that, you know, we have registered for the event, and that's hashtag AwakenEXP15. So if you want to start sharing the love, you know, with your network or what have you.
They're going to start sharing the love immediately, like on this call. They're going to hashtag everything about this conference. And I want to mention that we're still looking for our bloggers and social media influencers to help us cover the conference. So if anybody is interested, please contact Allie at, what's the preferred email for you, Allie?
It's going to be, it's going to be Alicia, Let me back up. It's awardatlantalifemedia@gmail.com.
Okay. So anybody who's interested in live tweeting, live Instagramming, covering the conference live, if you're a social media influencer or a blogger, please get in touch with us.
Absolutely. And I think you even posted something today on one of your networks. So if they're a member, what was the group that you posted that to?
Oh, yeah, you saw that. Well, there's a couple different groups that I posted it in. But if you go to the Facebook page, John Ashton PR, you can find it there. I'll post it again this evening as soon as I get in. But it's John Ashton, spelled JonAshtonPR. It's at facebook.com/JonAshtonPR.
Okay. And they can see there's an actual Google form out there that you can actually complete and fill out with all of your necessary information, which we're looking for, your contact information, your number of years as a blogger. So just go through that. Well, what are some of the key areas that they need to include in that?
Well, you need to include your Facebook handle, Twitter handle, Pinterest handle, Instagram handle. We're looking for your number of followers. Now, just because you have a large following doesn't mean you're going to be selected. And just because you have a small following doesn't mean you're going to be selected. We're looking really for more engagement with your audience.
Right, exactly.
So if you engage perfectly, as I say, you know, we're all perfectly imperfect. But if you engage perfectly, that will probably get you selected.
Right. And I'm super excited about that part of it because you know, that gives, like you said, just because you have a huge number of followers doesn't mean you're going to necessarily be selected. It may just be just the right opportunity for someone who's smaller, trying to really get some experience and who wants to learn how to, you know, blog for a live event. So I'm super excited about giving someone that opportunity, you know. This is what the whole event is about helping someone to walk in their purpose. And this may just be somebody's purpose, you know.
Exactly.
So, you know, and another thing that I'm super excited about is that we are, and another way that you suggested to me is that we're actually going to create a little bit of buzz for the event through an upcoming Twitter chat party. Okay, so
yes, Twitter chats are so much fun. We have a Twitter chat coming up on Friday, April the 3rd at 12 noon. Again, you can follow our hashtag, which is Awaken EXPO 15.
No, it's just EXP.
Oh, EXP. I'm sorry. Okay,
uh-huh.
EXP 15.
Right. And
now,
for those
Twitter chat
who,
is where we have.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
A Twitter chat is where we have a select amount of questions, and we'll put a queue in front of the question. We'll ask the question, and then we'll get responses from the audience, and they'll put an A in front of their answer and then answer their question in 140 characters or less.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've been invited to several. I haven't participated in any yet, so you know, it's going to be kind of exciting to just see how that all unfolds. And you are actually going to be helping us to host that.
Yes, and we'll have a registration page where they can go and register to win prizes. If you don't register, you can't win the prizes, but if you register, you're eligible for the prizes. So we'll have a registration page up on Friday where you go in and you enter your Twitter handle. And then we'll know that you're coming to the party with us, and then we'll know to look for your handle, because the person with the most engagement with us throughout the party wins prizes. We pull from those people that are talking back to us the most online.
Okay. Wow. And so, and we have some great prizes. We're not going to reveal those right now, but I'm going to tell you that there's some really great prizes that we have to offer for those of you who are interested in participating in our Twitter chat party that is scheduled for Friday, April 3rd at 12 noon. And Ms. Kimberly is also going to create a wonderful cheat sheet.
Yes. And a cheat sheet is going to be available on you all's website. But anybody who has not been to a Twitter party that would like to join us, I suggest that you go to the website and you download the cheat sheet to help you understand it better and to make it a little more friendly for us newbies.
Absolutely. And that website, again, is www.atlantalifemedia.com. And we'll also be posting that information on our Facebook pages. And so, again, our Facebook page is at Atlanta Life Media, and then my Facebook page is at There Is Life After Layoff. So please, you know, be on the lookout for notifications on how you can register for that Twitter chat party on Friday, April 3rd at 12 noon. You don't want to miss out on the great prizes that we have for you. So, you know, I'm so excited that you have really embraced this event and have kind of helped me understand a little bit more the ins and outs of social media. So I wanted to ask you, what do you enjoy most about being a social media influencer?
Honestly, the networking. It's more than networking. You can network one of two ways, or either one of three ways. I like to say one of three ways. You can network in person, which is priceless. You can never replace that. And networking online allows you to reach the masses that you wouldn't normally meet in person. I have met so many people online and been talking to them for like 2 and 3 years, and finally I meet them at a conference. And that's what I'm hoping will happen at this conference. And some of them have become very good friends. I mean, like, we schedule conferences that we'll attend the next year together.
Oh, wow.
We've become roommates. We celebrate each other's birthdays and everything.
Wow.
So it's a great way to network. And it's just a wonderful opportunity that you would not always have in person, because more people are more going online than they are in person.
True.
A shy person can be a shining star online.
True, true, very true. And, you know, last year, that's one of the things, even though we didn't really do a whole lot of social media last year, we still found that the relationships and friendships that were formed during that event was, you know, carried way beyond just that actual day's event. And people had, you know, yeah, people connected and found mentors and, you know, just business partnerships grew out of that. And like you said, the networking is so valuable. So, you know, I'm so happy that, you know, we're coming into, I guess this is the 21st century now.
Yes. We're
and embracing social media.
Century.
Yeah,
yes.
Right. That sounds so funny.
20 seconds, because we're way ahead of our light years.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I remember growing up as a child watching the Jetsons, and I'm telling my age right now. But
I know,
everything
right?
on the Jetsons is coming true.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct, because this is a big year for me and my birthday, so it's kind of like, oh, my goodness. And, you know,
yes.
You know, my kids, you know, they have so many more opportunities, you know, than, you know, what we had. So, you know, I just wanted to ask you before, you know, we let you go, can you tell us what are your top two reasons why people should plan this to attend this event?
Well, one thing is the invaluable and priceless networking and friendships that will go on. And the one thing that I found out about conferences of this nature is when you leave there, you have a burning in your soul that cannot be ignored. If you need spark behind you, a burning in your soul, or running in your feet, then you attend a conference such as this so that you can come out shining. Everybody I know who attends a conference of this nature, within 12 to 16 months, they recreate their self, they design their purpose, and they are shining and trailblazing.
Wow. Yes, absolutely. So, you know what? I thank you so much for joining us tonight and for helping us, you know, kind of embrace social media and for all of your knowledge and your expertise. And, you know, I just want to remind our listeners that we'll be posting all of this information for you on our Atlanta Life Media website. And so I want to just take this opportunity to thank you for coming on board as our unofficial social media consultant, so to speak. So thank you so much for all that you've added to this event.
And thank you for having me. And, again, I want each of you listening to please attend our Twitter chat. I know I didn't give you much time this evening, but I'm covering two events, and I've got to take off to cover those. But attend our Twitter chat. Find out more about this conference. Get signed up. And I think we have a special sale coming up.
Yes, absolutely. After the break, I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to announce about our special sale coming up. So, yes, you're absolutely correct.
Okay, and if you want more information or have a social media question, please tweet me, and I will answer it. And my Twitter handle is John Ashton, PR, that's JonAshtonPR, and use our hashtag, which is Awakening.
Awaken EXP.
Awaken EXP 15.
Absolutely. So thank you so much. I know you got a dash, so have a good evening. Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you so much for having me.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And you know what? It's perfect timing, because right now it's about that time. We're going to kind of pause and wind down and take a short station break. But please stay tuned, because immediately following the break, I will you know, be making an announcement about our special sale that we have coming up. So please stay tuned. I'm Allie, and you're listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too.
If you were just tuning in, you are listening to Atlanta Life Radio presents There Is Life After Layoff. We like to take this moment each and every show to thank all of our faithful listeners who tune in each and every week. Without your faithfulness, the show would not be made possible. And also a very, very special thank you to our sponsor, Gerontological Marketing Concepts, for continuing to support the show financially. And now, as you've heard Allie and her guest Kimberly Wright talk about our special event, Awakening Your Life Purpose, Live the Life You Desire, an event being held at the Atlanta Marriott Perimeter Center on April 24th and 25th. We just want to take a moment and remind you that if you're interested in purchasing an individual ticket, you can do so at our website, which is www.atlantalifemedia.com, and please go to our events page, and you will have several different options and different ways to purchase your ticket. Ticket price is $99 for individuals. Now, if you're a part of a group, whether it's a women's group, church group, social group, or a networking group, we invite groups of 10 or more to also take advantage of coming to our event. And if you're a group of 10 or more, we have a special, special price point for you of $79 per member in the group. But this is ideal for groups of 10 or more. We also still have exhibitor tables available. If you own a business and you have a product or service that you would like to share with our community and our audience, we invite you. Now, the tables are going fast. You can purchase a two-day pass for $150 or a one-day pass at $85. And again, all of this is available for you on our website at www.atlantalifemedia.com. Go to the events page. And now I just want to remind everyone, 2 weeks ago we made an announcement about a special contest that we are running. And the contest is for anyone who would like to attend the event, who would like to submit their story and their journey, submit a letter to us in 300 words or less, telling us a little bit about yourself, your story, your journey, and why you want to awaken your life purpose and live the life of your desires, and how this event will help you to do that. We will select a winner, and the winner will be announced on our April 7th live broadcast show. And the winner will receive a complimentary pass to the event. Now, this does not include your lodging or your airline ticket, but if you are local or if you can make your way here, we will proudly provide you with a complimentary two-day pass. And we will also do a small feature on you in our upcoming issue of Up to Me magazine. And so now that was a lot of information, but again, I refer everyone to our website for more information on our event. And now we will return back to our program. Allie?
All right, we're back. If you're just joining us, welcome. And you're listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio at www.atlantalifradio.com. And I'm your host, Allie. And we encourage you to join us every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. And please continue to also follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And if you want to call in and ask us any questions about our subject at hand, our Awakening Your Life Purpose event, you can always reach us at 347-324-5246. And make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into our on-air host queue. Now, before the break, we were joined by social media influencer Kimberly Wright. And she shared a lot of exciting news and kind of some insight as to how we can use social media and to create buzz at our events and what have you. And I also mentioned that we have a very special sale coming up in addition to the group sales that Mel D just mentioned during the break. So please mark your calendar, because this coming weekend we are going to be having another, what they call a flash sale. And that flash sale will be starting on Friday afternoon, which is, the date is March 20th, and it will start at 12 noon, and it will end at 11:59 on Sunday, March 22nd. And so what this flash sale means is that you can actually get $5 off the general attendee ticket price of $99. So what you need to do is you'll be able to visit the Atlanta Life Media website, again, at www.atlantalifemedia.com, and there will be a PayPal button out there for you to be able to take advantage of this flash sale. So please don't snooze on this, because just like the name suggests, it will be gone in a flash. So hence the name flash sale. That's kind of a no-brainer. But at this point in time, I kind of engaged Miss Kimberly before she had to dash on some of the reasons why you should attend this type of conference. So I actually wanted to engage Mel D and ask her, because we kind of talked about this the week before last when we were kind of talking about specifically about the conference. I kind of want to engage you, Mel D, and ask you, what are your top two reasons why an individual or a group of individuals should attend this particular event?
Oh, it's a great question, Allie. And, you know, when I was last on air and talked about it, I thought about my top two reasons, and I had about 10. So I'm glad I had the opportunity to share some more reasons tonight. But my top two reasons that I think people should attend this event is because it's unlike any other. Many people go to conferences that are job-related, and there are a lot of good conferences out there. I actually am a professional conference goer, because I have done it all through my career, and I still go just for myself. However, we never really take a moment to go to a conference or an event like this just for personal development. Not that
good.
It's related to anything in particular that we're currently doing, but most importantly, doing something for ourselves, for what we want to do in the future or starting today. We want to make that change. It's
right.
Time we kind of shift that and take a little take a moment and invest in ourselves.
Right.
If we don't invest in ourselves, who will?
Right.
That's my question. If people do not take time to invest in themselves, who will? As Kim mentioned, another great reason is great networking. Get outside of your current circle of people. You know, I always like the challenge of meeting new people, finding out what they're involved with. And I actually, you know, as you kind of admire people from afar, you may not know them, but you kind of like what they're involved with and you really would like the opportunity to meet them. This is that opportunity. We have a great platform of professionals and people who are living in their life purpose, and they speak all around the country. And these are people who you may see on the internet, and they may not seem reachable to you, or people that you can go up and talk to, because they're, you know, they're I don't want to say worldly, but they are well traveled, and they travel the nation.
Well, right.
They're going to be right here in Atlanta, and we're not going to have hundreds of people. We're going to have 150. So you will be able to walk up to these speakers and have a one-on-one with them. You will be able to exchange the social media information so you can maintain contact with them. As you mentioned earlier, Allie, in the show, many of our attendees at our event in 2014 still have relationships and are maintaining relationships with some of the speakers and the people that they met there.
Right.
So, again, I also challenge those that are listening or those that are kind of on the fence on whether or not this is the event for them. Yes, this is the event for you. Do something different, invest in yourself, and join us on April 24th and 25th.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm going to kind of say what I said the week before last, because I thought it was so on point. There's, like you mentioned, there are so many reasons why someone should attend an event of this nature. And, you know, me, myself personally, as someone who, you know, was affected by a layoff, number one, you know, you have to really understand and know where you are in that moment and in that situation, and do what you have to do to allow yourself not to get stuck there. And so, you know, attending an event of this nature is one of those perfect events that will help you continue to move forward in your journey, okay? You know, you need to, like you said, invest in yourself and keep it moving forward. And, you know, that was a reason why I started my blog, There Is Life After Layoff, because I wanted people to know that there is life after you get laid off. I mean,
absolutely.
God spoke that into my spirit, you know?
Absolutely.
And so,
and through,
you know,
that blog,
mm-hmm.
you've met so many new people,
yes.
interesting people, and have new relationships. And it you know, we learn from each other. We're not
yeah.
on this. We're not in this world by ourselves. And I didn't mean to interrupt you, but we
That's
learn
fine.
From each other. And as
mm-hmm.
we grow, new people have to come into our lives to keep us growing. So,
yes.
I ditto everything you said. Yes.
Yeah, and just like I said at the top of the show, you know, God puts people into your journey, your path, and our lives for a reason and a season, okay? But we have to be the ones to discern who is who and for how long they're supposed to stay there. And so, you know, this event is one of those golden opportunities that he is ushering new people into your circle, and you just never know what kind of connection you're going to make. You know, a perfect example is, you know, I made a decision late last year to join a professional women's organization, and it was a great decision. But I had to be the one to figure out, okay, is this going to be a good move for me? But I decided to listen to the God voice that was speaking to me and saying yes. And I do not regret listening to that voice. And so listen to your inner voice. If it's telling you that this is the event for you, then you know that that's God speaking to you, that these are some people that he is putting into your path for a reason, to help bless you and move you forward. Because I personally know that the speakers that we have are going to blow it out of the water with the messages that they're going to deliver. You will not leave the way you came. You will not leave the way you came. And I know, Mel D, you could speak and attest to that fact that the speakers we have are powerful.
Absolutely. It is truly a blessing that we have we invited several speakers,
mm-hmm.
and the ones who accepted, it's just phenomenal. I'm still speechless, and we still are having people contact us who would love to be on our speaker platform. And we're now being blessed to say our panel of speakers is full, and we would like to, you know, talk to these additional speakers for 2016. So to all of our listeners or people that are trying to decide whether or not to come to the event, yes, you need to come. The speakers are going to be phenomenal. I'm personally excited because I will be going to as many sessions as I can attend.
Right.
And I'm looking forward to the blessings that I need to get, that I need to receive.
Right.
I know there are things for me, you know, even at this event. So, like I said, it's investing in ourselves and feeding our souls and hearing from people that are going to sow into us, because something they're going to say is going to be meant just for you. So,
absolutely.
Exactly.
And you know,
and we're going to have a good time too. We're
yes.
going to have a good time. We're going to feed
absolutely.
You well. You're going to be in a beautiful the meeting
facility,
place in the
yes.
Perimeter Center, recently renovated. Please go online, check it out. And we're even saying, right, Allie, come and spend the weekend. Treat yourself
right.
to a
treat
night.
Treat yourself.
Yes, even if you live in the Atlanta metropolitan area, treat yourself to a night at the hotel, okay? And because we're going to rise early, very early on Saturday, and then we have the welcome reception and expo on Friday evening. So stay overnight. Enjoy yourself. Contact a girlfriend and say, we're going to go to this event and let's, you know, book a room together. We have a great room rate, only $85 a night,
right.
12% nightly tax, but where can you go and stay in a beautiful, beautiful hotel for $85 a night? Awesome.
Right.
So
right.
Make a weekend of it.
Exactly. And if you get a girlfriend to go, then you split that and here, that's nothing.
Right. What, $45? Yeah.
Right,
and it's right
across
the street. street. We didn't mention this. And after, you know, the event or after hours when we off the schedule, where you're in the area of some of the best restaurants in the Atlanta
yes.
area and directly across the street from some of the best shopping in Atlanta at Perimeter Mall. So,
absolutely.
I mean, what more can you ask for?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a great area. It's a booming area. They've done a lot in that area, so you won't be sorry. I'm telling you, last year, I can't say this enough, that I walked away from that event that we had last year a totally different person, and hearing some of the stories that were shared. And to look at the people and how, you know, you see this polished person in some of our speakers, and you see the outside exterior, and you see them all pulled together. But to hear their stories and to be able to connect the story with that person now and see them where they are now is so powerful to me, Mel D, because, you know, and I'm speaking, you know, specifically, of course, Deborah Hightower, who's one of our main keynotes. She had an awesome story. But then to hear it from Nikki Payne and to look at her now and see the smile on her face that she said, you know, part of her address was that she had to earn her smile back. And to see her all pulled together. But when you hear her story, you won't believe it. You'll be left sitting with your mouth hanging open. And I know you can concur with that.
Definitely. Like we shared with the audience in the previous show, everyone was in tears. I mean, you know the
mm-hmm,
saying,
mm-hmm.
you never can appreciate that someone is worse off than you, or someone
mm-hmm.
is going through something worse or more challenging than you. You know, when
mm-hmm.
I hear people say, this was the worst day of my life, and I'm asking them why, and they're explaining to me what they mean, I'm like, oh, you have no clue.
right.
You have no clue. I mean, yeah, okay, you got a flat tire. I don't think that signifies the worst day of your life.
Right.
we have to learn how to put things in perspective when we describe things and use such strong language as the worst days of our life, because
mm-hmm.
you really, until you hear some true stories that really make you drop to your knees and ask God why,
right.
make you question everything that you thought to be purposeful in your life and everything was in order, and to have everything just ripped from under you with no signs. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We need to be shocked sometimes. We need to be shocked to hear
mm-hmm,
someone else's
mm-hmm.
story that we look back at our own lives and put things in better perspective. But then, you know, like the song, I Can See Clearly Now, because
mm-hmm.
the rain is gone, and
mm-hmm.
the new rise of the sun and each day,
yes.
things get better. And, you know, there's healing in time, but there's also healing in prayer, and just to kind of hear people's journeys as
yeah.
they go through their trials and tribulations and come out on the other side, it didn't kill them.
Right.
Amazing. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And we have other speakers this year who weren't with
mm-hmm.
us last year. We added to the platform. I am just so thrilled with our masterclass speaker.
Oh, my goodness.
Ms.
Yes.
Laura Gale. And I'm going to let you speak a little bit more
oh,
about her
goodness.
Because I am so excited that she's going to do the call to the awakening and do our masterclass. But I'll let you tell the audience a little bit about that.
Yes.
Because that's going to be a great, great.
We're blessed.
Yes.
She
blessed.
Is another one of those great connections that I made through that, like I mentioned earlier, that professional women's organization that I decided to join on the promptings of the Holy Spirit. But this woman, her name is Mara Gale, as you mentioned. She really spoke to my heart and spoke to my spirit, and she has been a guest on this show. And what she did for me was light a fire under me. I'd have to say that, because she spoke to me that, okay, I had to start setting some due dates in my life for my purpose and for the visions that I had. And, you know, she really, really, every time she just talks, you just get goosebumps, because what she says is so powerful. You could tell that God is speaking through her to that particular person. And she has been such a positive influence on my journey and helped to light a fire where I was a little stuck. And, you know, no, we don't always have it all together. We're human, and we have human,
Correct. You know,
stresses and strains of each and every day and trials and tribulations. And so, no, every day is not a perfect day. And, you know, for those of us who may think that we're supposed to be perfect, no, that's so far from the truth. But, you know, she helped me to kind of see things in a different light and understand and know, okay, yeah, I have to set some due dates to some things. You know, I have these goals, but, you know, we have to put a date to it. And she was one of those key people that helped me to see that and realize that. And so now I'm moving forward with some things that before I had an opportunity to really talk with her and meet her and hear, you know, how inspiring her story and her journey is, I was stuck, you know, for lack of a better way of saying it. And there are a lot of us who are stuck. But you know what? This is an event that will help you get unstuck because you are going to meet so many people who have been there, done that, just like you, but have come out on the other side smelling so sweet and are still walking, thriving, and accomplishing their goals. And God will give you what you need when you need it. And so you... Yeah, you know, and I mean, I would have never believed that I'd be hosting a Blog Talk radio show. I would have never thought that I'd be helping to host conferences that have helped to inspire and empower people. But you know what? God did.
That's
the key. He knows our journey, and that relates me to Jeremiah 29. He knows the plans, but we don't know it, but we have to just trust and believe in him that he knows the plans he has for us.
Absolutely. And, Allie, if I can very quickly just name our other speakers.
Yes.
We also have Mr. Aaron Marcus. He's going to be hosting one of the breakout sessions for all of those wannabe actors or people who feel that their life purpose is to do something in entertainment or in the arts. We have a speaker for that. We also have Ms. Stephanie Payne, the CEO of One Woman, One Voice. Sometimes we all have personal barriers that get in the way of us finding or living in our life purpose. She's going to deal with one of those personal issues of coming out and through domestic abuse. So she's going to deal with that tough topic, but one that has to be addressed.
Right,
and then we also have, for those that are stuck in their jobs or they're unhappy in their job, they want to break out.
Mm-hmm.
We have Ms. Audrey LeGrand, who refers to herself as the job jail lady.
Yes.
And if you want to break out of job jail, you do want to hear from her. So we are just so happy to have Ms. Audrey LeGrand joining us. And again, our lovely, lovely mistress of ceremony will be Ms. Linda Goodwin and Gail Metzbauer, who is working with us on building our community in the Northeast, will be joining us as our co-host for the event. So we have a wonderful, wonderful platform of speakers, and you do want to come out and meet them and hear from them.
Absolutely. I'm excited myself to hear from some of these people. So. You know, so once again, I'm going to take this moment to thank Ms. Kimberly Wright, social media influencer and CEO of John Ashton PR, for joining me earlier in the evening, and also you, Mel D, for engaging us tonight about why people should attend this event. So thank you for coming on air and joining me this evening as well. And I want to make this announcement again. Please remember to mark your calendars for this Friday afternoon at 12 noon. We're going to be offering another flash sale. And so that will mean that you can get $5 off the general attendee ticket price of $99. And the sale goes on through Sunday. It ends actually at 11:59 p.m. on Sunday on March 22nd. So please mark your calendars for that. And you can visit the Atlanta Life Media website to take advantage of this flash sale at www.atlantalifemedia.com/events. Okay? So, you know, as we are always accustomed to doing, I always want to relate everything to Scripture. And, you know, tonight we've been talking about the use of social media and its benefits, which then leads me to want to talk about how we should use it, okay? So the scripture for me that kind of sums up how I feel is about that is taken from 1 Corinthians 10:31, which reads, So then, whether you eat or drink or whatever you may do, do all for the honor and glory of God. Okay, so for those of you who choose to participate in using social networking or social media, please be aware of the negative aspects. Although we talked about some of the benefits earlier, there are some negative aspects of using social media or social networking. And so please remember that, you know, not everybody on the Internet has pure motives, unfortunately. We all know that. That's just the world we live in today. So please use safety precautions. Utilize your privacy settings, as Ms. Kim referenced earlier. And be very selective as to who is accepted as a friend or a fan, okay? And this right here is so important. Parents, please, please regularly interact with your children with regards to their social media. Be active participants in your child's use of social media and social networking, okay? Please monitor that very closely. It's very easy for a predator to get on social media and entice our children. And all you have to do is turn on the news and you hear these horror stories of these predators preying on our kids. So please, please, please do not take it for granted. And all the apps that they want to upload, check them out before you allow them to do it, okay? Because not everything that appears to be good is good for you. We all know that. So please pay attention to what your children are uploading on their iPhones or other mobile devices, okay? But bottom line in all of this is that we need to all simply be responsible and be positive, because some of that stuff can come back to haunt you. So with that, I say on behalf of There's Life After Layoff Radio, the entire team, we say thank you to each and every one of you for joining us on this journey. And we don't take it for granted that you've chosen to spend this time with us. And so next week, my guest will be Ms. Angela Reed, who is the program director of the House of Grace, a women's transition home for victims of domestic abuse. And as Melody made reference of, you know, it's a hard subject to talk about, but it's one that's necessary because Ms. Reed is doing some wonderful, wonderful, positive work through the House of Grace and helping these women to transition back into a normal situation. So it's going to be a very informational-filled show, so please plan to tune in and join us on March 24th. So until next time, on behalf of Mel D and myself and the entire There's Life After Layoff radio team, we say thank you for joining us, and we continue to urge you to be encouraged. And yes, although it may be hard to walk away from something, especially when you don't know what you're walking towards, just know that when God is in it, all things are possible and new. Continue to join us on this journey and take a leap of faith past the fear in your life. Know that the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the blessing. But most of all, remember, there is life after layoff. Thank you and good night.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Sunday, there's always someone who's worse off than you.
Not true.